A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Ksuba Samach Dalet, Ksuba 64a, pagination is 127. We're starting from three lines up, Omar Lay, but in order to appreciate that, we are going to jump back and make reference to the Mishnah on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph 63a. The Mishnah over here was dealing with a case of Moredes and a case of Moreid. Moredes is the feminine. It's a woman who is refraining from relations. A Moreid is a man who's refraining from relations. And the motivation for their resistance is that they're angry. They're using it as leverage against the other in a squabble of some sort. Now, there are other reasons that a person would refrain from relations. A person could be sick. They could be not in the mood, particularly if there was an argument. And we have a concept of either waiting till they're better, if it's an illness or tiredness, or if it's the case of an argument and they're not in the mood, so there's a concept of appeasement. You have to apologize, you have to work it out, you have to be positive, endearing, etc. That's not what we're dealing with over here. We're dealing with over here a person who is using it as leverage, which means the person's willing to apologize, they're willing to do acts of endearment, they're willing to try to make it good, and the person with great discipline is standing their ground and using this lack of cooperation as leverage. And therefore, the Mishnah describes that we come very hard, we come down very hard on the person that's not cooperating, whether it's the man or the woman, makes no difference, except that we'll see the sanctions are different. Now, it's important to be aware that if you try to follow this halacha straight through to halacha lemaisa from the Mishnah all the way to Shulchan Aruch, you will find that not everything matches up exactly the way it was brought in the original Mishnah. And the Tur in Siman Ayin Zayin in Evan Ezer perhaps captures it best in the law of Moredes, the woman who is not cooperating and using relations as leverage. The Tur writes, Harbe takanos niskinuba. There were many different legislations regarding this case. This is a toughie. And over the generations, different legislations were made so that what you see in Shulchan Aruch is not necessarily going to match. It won't match exactly what you're finding in the Mishnah. There's a long process that was involved here. Also, I want to make the observation that this is not the same as the Mishnah previously, which dealt with cases of neder, where a person made a vow. In the case of a vow, we don't right away take sanctions against the person. They made a vow. It's a religious thing. And we influence them. We put pressure on them that they should speak to a rabbi, they should discuss it, they should annul the vow, they should understand the foolishness of what they're doing, etc., because that's coming from a spiritual, from a vow, from a religious perspective. And each of these cases has to be dealt with differently. But again, our Mishnah is dealing with a case of Moreid or Moredes, where they're using relations as leverage. And that the Mishnah views as an act that's horrendous. It's so damaging and so unacceptable, which is also very fascinating, because if someone were to, in abstract thought, think, what role does relations play in a person's life, one could have thought that it's a luxury item, so to speak. It's a pleasure. And that's not the way the Mishnah views it. We view it as an intrinsic part of married life. If you'll think about it in terms of education, when you want to reprimand a child, So you could withhold something as a means of reprimanding them. You could tell them they're not allowed to ride their bike for a week as a punishment. But you can't go ahead and tell them, well, I'm going to punish you. I'm going to deprive you of supper. It's a means of education that's not acceptable. And apparently, relations between husband and wife is considered so fundamental that, yes, a person can be ill. Yes, a person can be ticked off. But if a person starts using it as a means of leverage, of reprimanding the other person, purposely with great discipline, standing their ground, that's unacceptable. This is not considered a luxury item in the context of married life. So let's see what the Mishnah says. Hamoredes al Baila, a woman who is rebelling against her husband. She's doing this act of restraint, withholding herself from relations as a means of punishing him. Pochsim lo miksuba, so shivid dinarim bashabas. She loses from her ksuba 7 dinarim, 7 coins per week, which comes out at a rate of 1 dinar a day. If you'll drop down, we'll see the sanctions that come upon a man who acts in a similar fashion. V'chein ha-morid al ishto, a person who rebels against his wife in the context of marriage from relations. Mosifim al ksuba, so we add to her ksuba money. Shalosha dinarim b'shabas, 3 of these coins per Shabbos. And we're noticing 2 significant differences. Number one, you're doing approximately half of the sanctions on the man than the sanctions that were visited upon the woman. And number two, it's not exactly half, it's slightly less, which is accounted for by the fact that in the sanctions against the man, we do not include Shabbos. We're only coming up to 3 dinarim at a rate of 1/2 dinar a day for 6 days of the week, not including Shabbos. Again, by the woman, we're counting a full dinar a day, and we're including Shabbos. And that bears explanation. So we're on Samach Dalid in Ksubis, counting up from the bottom 3 lines. Amalei Rav Chiya bar Yosef l'Shmuel, Maishna ihu diyavinen le'deshabbos. Why, in one case, are we counting Shabbos? Maishna ihi de'lo yahavinen le'deshabbos. And in the other case, when we're trying to give her the tax, we do not give her a tax of Shabbos. She doesn't benefit from what he's doing to her regarding Shabbos. And the Gemara says it's a logistical thing. Ihi demifchas kapachis. In her case, her ksuba is being diminished. So lo mechzikish schar Shabbos. It's not like you're doing business on Shabbos. She's not earning anything on Shabbos. We're diminishing a debt that's owed to her. Ihu. But in the other case, da osufe komosfa, you're actually increasing the amount. She's earning, so to speak. She's earning. It's adding to her ksuba. Mechzik is char Shabbos. It has the appearance of earning on Shabbos, and therefore the day of Shabbos is not included in the calculation, and therefore the half dinner, 6 times, amounts to 3 dinarim, and the one of Shabbos doesn't count. The second major distinction between the man and the woman was that the man was being punished with only half a dinner, whereas the woman was being punished with a full dinner. Omele Rav Chiya bar Yosef l'shmo, my ben moreid l'moredes, why is it different? Omale, and he answered, we'll read the text, but essentially what we're being told is that the pain of a man from withheld relations is significantly greater than the pain of the woman from withheld relations. Now this is a massive chiddush from what we would simply think, because we're told specifically that the man has an obligation of ona. He has to pay attention to his wife's needs in terms of relation. And it's a very specific mitzvah, onasa lo yigra. And over here, it's a different dimension. But when one of them is withholding purposely as a means of leverage, we're being told that it's more painful to him when she does that to him than when he is doing it to her. And therefore, the tax is different. Omalei tseu lamad mishuk shozonos. Very interesting proof. Go look at immoral people and you'll see mi socher es mi. Who has a greater craving? Who's paying more for who? Davar acher, another approach, is zayitzro mi bachutz. The man's yitzahara, so to speak, is visible, is noticeable, is external, is more in front, known, and applicable, v'zayitzro mibifnim, and hers is internal. And apparently the Gemara says that that explains the Mishnah giving a very different tax depending on who it is that's trying to pull this unacceptable leverage. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.